Hey, is that Blair?
This is. It's Blair and Dylan from Surge 105, Mayor Fillmore. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Nice to be with you this morning.
Appreciate you taking the time. We didn't know if you, like maybe a lot of Haligonians across the HRM here, might be a little bit late into work because it was such a late night with the Blue Jays.
How about that? And a worthwhile time to stay up and watch that decisive 5-2. That was amazing.
Now, did you stay up the night before for the game that was not 5-2 in favor of the Jays?
I'm going to have to confess, I didn't make it till 1 in the morning or whatever it was. I had to pull the plug. It was an early start, but look, that stadium last night, you could hear a pin drop. It was something else.
Now, you know, there's a lot of Haligonians that are wearing the Blue Jays merch now. How cool is it to see a team unite Canada from coast to coast to coast?
It's Canada's team, isn't it? I mean, it was the only Canadian team out of 30 in the MLB. We've got some interesting relationships with the home of the other 29 teams. What a year, wouldn't it be for the Jays to come back after 32 years and bring home something special for us? I don't want to jinx it.
We're on the phone right now with Mayor Andy Fillmore, and I know that there's been a little bit of talk over the course of the past, let's say, month or so about you potentially getting strong mayor powers or not, because I wonder if that would be useful in getting a viewing party together for the HRM. Can we make that happen?
I think we could probably do that with consensus rather than needing the special powers. I think Haligonians are there and ready to go. I mean, we're breaking records at some of the pubs downtown for these watch parties. It's been absolutely incredible to see it. And the Blue Jays t-shirts and jerseys all over town. It feels almost like the Olympics, doesn't it?
It does, and it's almost reminiscent, too, when the Raptors had their giant run, and that's when the Nova Center, Rogers Square there, had a lot of people, so maybe we can get that going again, or maybe Grand Parade or something.
That's a great idea. A Rogers Center there with all those TVs that hang down, and maybe something in the Hey, I like the way you're thinking this morning. This is great.
So the reason we got you on the phone is because we assume that you're the guy that can pull the strings to make that happen.
Well, I know a few guys. I know a few people who know a few people. Let's see what we can do. I do remember the Raptors, watching the Raptors there. Did they call it Jurassic Park?
Jurassic Park. Over
there? Yeah, that was something else. So if we pull off something like that, listen, let's watch these Jays go, and we're going to make every opportunity to have watch parties like that. I'll look into it.
So what would be a good nickname for that? Because the Thunderbirds already kind of use the nest at the Scotiabank Center, but that's kind of becoming like the bird's nest. Like Mississauga, their mayor just said, hey, the big area is going to be called the bird's nest for the Jays games.
I like it. I was thinking the bird feeder, but that might be the club you go
I said
to,
that. There it is. I said that to Blair. I said bird feeder would be fun because my mother-in-law has a giant bird feeder and Blue Jays are there all the time.
Well, maybe you should have a little contest and see what people come up with. I guess you put it out there now. We'll see what people say.
I think it's a better option than the bird bath.
Yeah, we don't want them Jays taking a bath, that's for sure.
No, they still got lots to go.
Mayor Andy Fillmore joining the Morning Surge with Blair and Dylan here. And who would you like to see them take on when they make it to the ALCS on Sunday? We're going to have game one, opponent TBD. Would you rather see it against the Mariners or the Tigers?
I don't know. I think the Tigers kind of feel more American in this moment, in the heartland. And, to have a victory over the heartland might be exciting to watch. What do you think?
Yeah, it's a tricky one, too, because a lot of Jays fans will cross the border, right? Seattle's not far from Vancouver. Windsor across the way from Detroit. So either way, Mayor Fillmore, there's going to be a lot of Blue Jay fans going to those games.
That's true. That's true. And that's a good thing. So, if O Canada can drown out Star Spangled Banner in those moments, then that would be a wonderful thing to see.
Well, Mayor Fillmore, if the Blue Jays are getting set for Sunday and we can get you to pull the strings, hopefully we can see you down at Nova Center and Rogers Square. Go, Jays, go!
Go, Jays, go!